Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Endless summer nights, Doug.
Mm-hmm, that's what it is.
Only 6 months away from the weather getting warm.
Yeah, that's good. We can't complain too much about the weather we've had. October is perfect.
So how about this?
November's okay.
Third of the way in November?
Yeah, I'll take this.
No snow at all this winter.
That's what they're saying?
No, I'm saying based on what we've seen so far.
Yeah.
Just follow in the same direction.
Another couple of weeks, we'll be doing Christmas shopping.
Fifty outside and 20 in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is colder in here.
And I went and looked at the thermostat. It said at 76. This is I can't blame the place. It's just wherever we are.
It's my goal around.
When we build the new studios is to make sure that somehow it can simply be room temperature, just within a couple degrees.
You get a delicate balance in a small room like this,
right? Especially with like a lot of hot guys.
Yeah,
and everybody's kind of thinking about sleeping with each other.
I think the thermostat proper can even sense the hotness that we give off.
You ever think the Illuminati is out to get this show? And so they...
I think I'm actually part of the Illuminati. My dad got me in last month.
Damn. Did he? Is that that's a secret society of Masons or something?
They control everything, including our temperatures and studios of AM sports talk radio shows that are struggling with the listenership.
Blues lose last night in overtime. Looked like it was going to be a classic comeback with the late goal to tie it up and send it to overtime, but Blackhawks carried over a power play into overtime, and that would be that very quickly into the extra period. It's time for Kelly Chase to talk it over, brought to you by Petromart.
Hit the lever, please.
Tight. Hey, Blues fans, it's time to drop your gloves and face off on the St. Louis Blues Report with Kelly Chase. Fueled by Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues. Now, here's Chaser.
It is time to talk some Blues. Hockey and joining us right now on the Appliances Counter phone line. Brought to you by Petromart, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly Chase. Chaser, it's the first time we've had a chance to talk to, on air since the St. Louis premiere of Ice Guardians, and I want to say, I know Doug was in attendance as well. Just congratulations on a really well-done documentary to you and all the people involved with it. It was a fascinating, fascinating picture to watch, and also a great event on Monday night at the pageant. So tip of the cap, sir.
Well, I appreciate it. It was one of those interesting things you do in your life that you're not really familiar with the process when you start, but you hope it plays out okay, and I think we're getting some good reviews on it. And again, I'm proud of the way it turned out because you're trying to tell the story in the right way, I thought Adam Scorgi did a heck of a job of kind of putting it in its proper perspective and allowing the guys to talk. And interested to kind of know what you guys think about what surprised you, or was there anything?
I do want to. It's almost feel like it's a class in college or something like that. We watch it, and then we get a chance to discuss it. And I certainly would encourage our audience to see it. Once again, the title of the film is Ice Guardians. I think it makes a great case for it, and it's something I know you and I, we've discussed it on the air, and by it, I mean fighting and hockey, that the only time, and I don't believe that there is, now I know you may and other people associated with the game may feel like ESPN doesn't cover it because it's not on ESPN, and maybe there's truth to that, I don't know, I just think they'll do whatever is going to get them ratings, and they're really struggling for that on SportsCenter as it is now. But anytime you see like Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon, who I really like, and I like, pardon the interruption, the only time they talk about the NHL is if there was a fight and somebody got injured, and then Kornheiser, who is the first one to admit, if they say, okay, Penguins and, you know, whomever in the Stanley Cup Finals, Penguins and Sharks in the Stanley Cup Finals, I don't know, I don't watch it. Wilbon, you know that, I'll go with the Penguins, you know, because of Sidney Crosby. So that's the level of knowledge on the game and how much they care about it, but yet they'll pontificate for 3 minutes at a time on fighting in the game. And unfortunately, for those who don't watch the game, or of course never played it or around it, that becomes what sets the tone for the national or North American narrative on the relevance of fighting to the game. And I think that's played a role in why it's gone away. And then when you hear from the people who played the game, and not just guys like yourself who were enforcers, but guys like Hull, guys like Gretzky, it's and you see how it's impacted Crosby's career from his health. I think it lays out a great case for the importance of it to the game and how it's important to go counterintuitively to say, yes, it's actually healthier for the game of hockey to have fighting versus not having it, which is, again, totally counterintuitive, but I think the movie makes that point.
Yeah, well, it's good that it has people come and think about it a little bit. I use the analogy quite often through this process of, you know, if you're driving down the highway, are you going to slow down for the policeman when you see him? Because usually the first thing you do when you see a police officer is check for your seatbelt, and then you slow down. You hit the brake a bit. And I think if you put a picture up in the locker room prior to the game, you heard Dave Semenko speak. I think if you put a picture of Dave Semenko up, you put a picture of a referee up, you put a picture of Stefan Quintal up, who happens to be the head of discipline, took over for Brendan. And you said before the game to each one of the players, okay, if you do something silly out there, you're going to have to deal with one of these three. I'm pretty sure everybody's going to say, who's the guy with the crazy eyes? Because I don't want to deal with him. They're certainly not going to worry about the referees. And they don't care that the league is going to fine them, because we've seen how that works, and it doesn't. So whether you believe in it or not, again, you guys know, you went to the movie, that isn't necessarily... that isn't what this is about. It's just about, look, it happened, and maybe there was some honor in it. Maybe what these guys did, you know, like I said, I had no problem sleeping at night, and it bothered people. It bothered my family. It bothered my sister, my mom, you know, the role that I had. And I told you guys, my a friend of mine, she like was crying and crying and crying. And I'm like, what? Hey, the movie's over half an hour ago. What the hell are you crying about? And she said, I feel like I didn't support you. I hated that you fought. I hated that you, you had that role. And I didn't know what it meant. And I wasn't proud that you had that role. I was proud you were in the NHL, but I wasn't proud that you had that role. I said, hey, listen, I slept fine. Don't worry about it. I know why I had that role. I knew why I had to do what I had to do, or why I did what I did. And it didn't bother me. And the fact is that I know lots of times you'd go in the locker room and there'd be questions. I remember a Carolina reporter asking me that question, and why would you go and fight this Swedish guy? And kept going on and on. And finally I said, you know, maybe we could go ask Rico Pearson why I did. Because Gary Roberts had fought Rickard Pearson twice in the game, who never fought. And I was just tired of it. I was like, okay, well, if this is how this game's going to be played, Gary, then, you know. So I said, why don't you go ask Rickard Pearson's wife how she feels about the whole that question? He's like, I don't understand. I said, I know you don't, but, you know, here's a kid, it's a Swedish kid that came over here to play, has no idea how to protect himself, and Gary Roberts just beat the hell out of him twice. Yeah. And so I'm trying to make a point here. And then, you know, I kind of got left alone a little bit. So I told her, I said, don't worry, I slept just fine at night. I didn't worry too much about the perception with people. And again, I'm glad you guys were there. I'm optimistic that it'll continue to get good reviews. It's coming to Chesterfield for a week of a showing at the AMC theaters there. I guess at starting the 25th. So people locally that didn't get to it will be able to go out and watch it. And I'm always interested to hear what people's thoughts are on it.
It really was legitimate. It was entertaining and educational, which I think is all you can really ask for. Kelly Chase, our guest here. Anytime we're talking Blues hockey, GFI Digital is one of our presenting sponsors of Blues hockey. GFI Digital has you covered for your office equipment, managed print, network services, plus advanced technology solutions. Let the experts at GFI make technology simple for your business.
GFI Digital is your authorized Sharp dealer in St. Louis. Call them at 997-6300, 314-997-6300, or visit them online at gfidigital.com. And the one final thing that I want to discuss regarding the movie, I thought, because we talked about it the other day after the show, but it was a conversation that was off air, for those who did see it on Monday and those who will see it, I think it's so important. There have been movies, and sometimes people don't like the movies, even if the first 90 minutes of the movie are great. If it ends and the final 2 minutes kind of make you go, well, that kind of sucked, then you walk out, even if the first 90 minutes were great, going, ah, that kind of sucked. But in the case of this, it was already, you're already locked in, but then the final scene, and it's not really a spoiler because it's not like there's a big reveal or anything, but it's just the final scene, and it involves you, the final interview, is so powerful. It's so well done. And I don't know if you want to go into it because I don't know, it's your thing, but that was like, wow, that was the perfect ending. And as I understand it from us talking, you said you weren't sure, well, you didn't even want the damn thing in there, much less how it actually wound up playing out.
You know, what's funny is that we, you know, I'm a part of the interview process for the movie, and we do all these interviews, and I don't know, I never noticed really the end. And I don't know why I didn't, maybe there was different answers, but it just caught me off guard when so Adam interviews me. You can't obviously see who's interviewing anybody in the movie, you just hear them talking,
right?
So Adam interviews me at the end of my interview and asks that question, and I don't know why it struck me so emotional. It was just like, whoa. And I don't know if, I guess it was because, you know, you talk for 45 minutes of interviews. I mean, I don't know if I was on there for, you know, 2 minutes of the movie, of what the time actually added up, 4 minutes, 3 minutes. I don't really know how that, you know, what the actual time was. But you talk so long in the process of this interview that you get, you know, it's something you're passionate about. And I think when he asked me that, so of course, you know, I tried to get the emotion of me out of that thing for the ending. I mean, I didn't even know it was ending. I just watched the movie. I'd critique some, you know, I'd say, listen, I don't want this guy's face in the movie. I don't like what he represents, or I don't, you know, and they would generally listen and try and take into account what they were trying to say. And I'm not going to tell you they just did everything I said, because they created the, you know, the whole thing that was fantastic in my opinion. But I and then I would get to the end and I'd say, change that ending. It's driving me nuts every time I see that. I want you guys to, you know, I got to keep telling them. And they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Meantime, they'd had their own private conversation and said, no way in hell are we changing the end. So it, you know, obviously it's, you know, the thing that I hear the most from people is,
oh, is that right? People talk about that ending.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, they should. Yeah. It's perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it, you know, you bringing it up is it made an impact with people, and they knew what they were doing, and I should have just stayed the hell out of the room. but it did get me, because again, you know, I think sometimes the perception that people have is like, oh, you know, the hockey players, they have this role, and then, you know, some of them go away to the bush and hide when they're done, and that have that role. The other ones, you know, they might get some entertainment career in, you know, TV or radio, and the rest of them are, you know, turn into problem children. And I think Brian McGrattan was great. I thought the comment he made about, you know, I didn't do drugs and alcohol because I fought. I did it because I'm an alcoholic and a drug addict, and I'm fighting had nothing to do with it, because I think that a lot of times you get pulled into that whole scenario too of why there was the deaths and how the, you know, it's kind of like, well, how you got to have your head in the sand if you were, you know, kids don't believe that they're all tied in with one another. And this is what happens with these guys. They all go get concussed and then they get themselves in a bad place. And that's really not what happens. I mean, I was emotional because I was proud that I played in the NHL, whatever the hell the role was. And I took that role upon myself. Nobody made me do that. And so, you know, that's what I think got to me when they asked that question at the end.
And the movie made the point convincingly that most of the major injuries have nothing to do with fighting. It's just the flow of the game, and there might even be more now that there's not an enforcer there to serve as a deterrent to the guys who are hitting people like Sidney Crosby in the head.
Well, I mean, I'm positive there's more. I And again, this isn't to change the thought process back, Doug, to where it was, but I don't know how you could watch the game and not think that there's more, because they could say, well, you know, that we, and again, we were trying to be objective in putting the doctor in, says, I don't buy that. Well, no, well, like, why would you buy it? You sit on a, you know, on the sideline and have your opinion, and that's okay. We put it in there for people to think about it. But the truth is, I know exactly why people slowed down. I know exactly why I didn't run Steve Yzerman for mine. It had nothing to do with the league policing the game. It had nothing to do with that. And I didn't let guys take advantage of those guys, because Danny Savard, you find a clip of one of our guys running at Danny Savard in Chicago. We hated Chicago. We didn't run at Danny Savard and try to hurt Danny Savard. It just didn't happen. And if it did, well, all hell broke loose, just like, you know, the brawl we had when we were up in Chicago. And then, you know, it didn't necessarily temper emotions anyway, in the overall scheme of it, but we sure didn't run and hurt Danny Savard. I mean, he was just the guy that you allowed to play the game with the grace that you know, everybody's expected to see these great players play with. So I don't know. I have my own kind of thoughts on it at times, and I just hope that people continue to receive it in the right manner and enjoy it and go on and have the same discussions that you guys are having, because that's kind of why we did it in that format.
Yeah, I legitimately enjoyed being there, and I thought it was super cool too, Chaser, that the whole team of current players, along with, of course, as always, alumni, were present as well. So it was a really great night.
I thought I was so happy that they were there.
Yeah.
Well, I was proud that they were there. And then I got to tell you, Dave Semenko makes me laugh. Like, I mean, when he said that about, he said, geez, I thought I was big enough and strong enough until I seen this little guy named Gretzky come in the locker room. And Celine Dion had more meat on her bones. I was like, I told Gretzky that the next day, and he just was howling. He's like, this, he goes, he's hilarious. And he really is, you know. I would like to fight Tiger Williams. He used to hang on to me like a cat on a curtain. just, you know, he's a gentleman and a great person, but funnier now.
Yeah, he was good entertainment in the Q&A session. So that was cool to see all the players there watching it as well. They were locked in. A few were right on my left as I was watching it, and I could tell they were locked in and having a print. I had Cam Jansen right behind me, and it was like being on a Disney ride, and I had something in my ear the whole time giving me another perspective.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. As you can imagine.
I had to tell him to quiet down a couple times.
So what did you think of the festivities last night? It looked like the Blue, I mean, at least they got a point, considering it looked like it was going to be a disappointing 1-0 loss at home, and they got the point, but unfortunately, the delay game penalty carries over into overtime. Blackhawks ended pretty quickly. Overall, your takeaway from the festivities at the Scott Trade Center last night?
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good game. I thought it was emotional, as always. It was funny. My son, he's not a huge Hawks fan, of course. You know, he was a youngster. He cried when they won their first cup, and 17 years old now. And last night we're talking to Joel Quenneville, and I played with Kevin Dineen, and he got his picture taken with Kane and Taze. I said, I get in the truck, and I was on my way to the airport. I said, for a guy that cried when the team won the cup, you were sure pretty anxious to get to Kane. He almost went on the team bus to get to the bus. And he started, he goes, Dad, come on. He goes, and Taze was talking to him, and he goes, here we go again. He goes, every game, same thing, and then we'll probably meet you 7 times in the playoffs. He goes, I can't. It's almost like, you know, hey, we'll give you an in share. You guys are going to take it back the next game. And that's how they felt about it. And so I thought it was a good game, and I thought that you know, I think the Blues realize that it's going to be hard against them with the skill that they have, because I think that, you know, Chicago's got that ability to throw those guys out. I mean, if you took the power to play time that the 5 top guys that they have, Panarin being one of them, I would say that they played 90% of the power play last night. So, you know, you just can't get in that type of a game with them where you're going to put them out on the power play. That's just where they're the best. And so even though it's not going to count as a power play goal, last night's goal, as Pietrangelo was just coming in the box, that's the one thing you can't get in the trick bag with them on. They're just too good. So that was a good game, and I think you have to work a little harder to get into the areas that are tougher to score on. Crawford was fantastic last night. I mean, we've seen that. So, while I thought it was a good game, and of course, you know, you're the home team, you didn't get the result you wanted. Those points that you catch out early, and especially against a team like Chicago, you know, that's important. And I think that, last night, getting, as you said, getting the one point is a big deal.
And just looking at the way they played, I mean, I thought they were as energetic as we've seen, recently anyway. And the Blues, and they had great chances. Crawford was just outstanding. There were a couple of chances. I mean, Tarasenko was right on the doorstep. Crawford got a skate on. I mean, I think it's one of those games to me where it sounds like right shoulder talk, but that's a tip of the cap. I think they did a lot of the things they had to do, and Crawford just was better.
Well, it's funny because I don't think that Corey was at the best of his game when we were there in Chicago at the start of the year. So I agree. I think it was almost like he was going to, say, listen, I kind of let, he's a pro and he's won the cup three times. And I think he kind of played like, hey, look, I didn't do my best here. I didn't give you my best when I played in Chicago in game one and we looked sloppy, and I'm going to give you my best in St. Louis to make up for it. And I mean, I think he did that last night in spades.
Oh yeah. Crosby, anytime you're facing Crosby, it's mine in the mint. It's going to be tough to put a penny into the piggy bank, and we didn't put any coins in the register at all until Petro made a late payment right there before the due date. Is that how you saw it?
Something like that, Doug. I can't believe I didn't have you write for the movie.
How about that?
Well, that, Doug, there you go. You're finally out of the business.
Yeah, that would have been a
screenwriter.
It sure would have. It sure would have.
You're a screenwriter. Yeah. Kelly Chase is presented by Petromart here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And once again, hey, I had a few people while we were talking about the movie a few minutes ago texting in saying, is it going to be on release like Netflix or on demand? Any idea on that?
It will be, but again, I don't understand, pardon me, completely how the wholesale of this works. But I believe right now they're negotiating with both Netflix and Showtime, and then once they do that, it'll be a release, and they'll figure out how to. But they gotta, from what I understand, they're trying to qualify for the award shows, and you do that with playing in these 10 theaters, get the kind of following in documentaries, because it's really odd that a theater would put it like AMC putting it in a theater is huge for these guys, because normally documentaries don't go into movie theaters. They're just sort of a something that lives forever and catches wind. So the fact they're in the theaters is big for them. So they'll start there, and then if they get qualified for the Academy Film Festivals are in New York and LA, and then that'll be the next step. Then it'll be released and it'll come out on DVD. But again, it'll be in Chesterfield for a week showing here, starting the 25th.
Very cool. Congratulations on a great night and also an outstanding film. Ice Guardians, the name. Kelly Chase with us talking Blues hockey every week here, presented by Petromart. Thank you, Chaser.
Good day, boys.
Peace. Nice. See you. Kelly Chase with us, presented by Petromart.
That was your Blues Report with Kelly Chase, fueled by Petromart. Stop by your locally owned and operated Petromart location to register for your chance to win a limited edition Blues 50th anniversary Grizzly Cooler, courtesy of Petromart and Pepsi. Start all your pregame festivities at Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly.
And we just had another Listener Awards, 590 The Fan, InsideSTL.com. Listener Awards go live on InsideSTL.com. I tweeted it out. It's up on the TMA fan page. So you can go and click on that. Doug, here it is. Support the sponsors and save with KFNS and InsideSTL.com. Listener Awards. Log on to InsideSTL.com right now. And you can buy $50 gift certificate to Bishop's Post for just $25. That's 50% off. I'm able to do that math, and I think a lot of that is St. Louis University High School.
Pretty good. Tim. Anywhere else beyond like the fourth grade. But right. You go right ahead.
You just click Listener Rewards on the InsideSTL.com homepage, and then you got it. $50 for $25. That's the deal. Bishop's Post. I don't know if you've been there. It's Ben Bishop's family, hence the name. It's in Chesterfield. They have select chef-inspired seasonal menu items such as the New Zealand rack of lamb and the Bishop's Post griddle burger. Their contemporary bar boasts a wide variety of specialty cocktails, seasonal brews, and over 200 new and old world wines, sure to please any palate. Come in on Thursdays to receive half-price bottles of wine. Today would be the day, $80 or under. Friday special is Chef's Fresh Catch. Saturday special is Queen and King Cut Prime Rib. And Sunday is Fresh Pasta Night. Bishop's Post is open Thanksgiving. Brunch from 11 to 2 and dinner from 5 to 8. Bishop's Post, classic, comfort, fair. Bishop's Post. Think about it. All right, now you're thinking about
it. Okay, I'm thinking about it now.
Frank will be broadcasting live from Bishop's Post today. So, Doug, you can go get some of that classic comfort fare. Get your gift certificate right now. Oh, right. Well, I only want to spend $25.
That's
I'm going to eat $50 worth of food.
Man,
well, that's fine. Nice. You can.
Man,
$25.
Nice. Yeah.
So you're paying $50 and getting $25 worth
of food. No. Other way around.
Wow.
There are other restaurants like that, but not in this case.
Gotcha.
We're talking about the opposite.
That's right.
Well, I want in.
So you could feed two for the price of one or four for the price of two.
That's right. Now you understand.
Okay. Three.
Do you know anything about Bertarelli Cutlery while we're talking
about... Well, you say Bertarelli, I say Chop Chop Cheeky.
Right.
Bertarelli Cutlery offers the wide array of sharpening solutions for professional kitchens. They specialize in what they like to call knife service. Once a week or once every 2 weeks, their friendly knife delivery specialists come to your kitchen exchange, your dull knives for freshly sharpened chopping blades. There's no contracts. You can customize your order with over 35 different blade styles and colors. They service a lot of restaurants, cafeterias, hospitals, schools, food trucks, meat markets and butchers, supermarkets, grocery stores, you name it, they will sharpen everything. No minimum delivery. And if you mention us, you receive one free knife sharpening with a $5 in-store purchase. You're saying, okay, where is it? Well, it's at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, where there was never a dull moment.
Bill Belichick was asked yesterday about Donald Trump and Trump saying that he sent a letter to him. Here's Bill Belichick addressing that yesterday.
At the Lever Blousy.
Trump read the letter.
Yeah. Your team's always been good at keeping outside distractions on the outside. Given the nature of this presidential race, did you find it? Did you find it helpful to talk to your players about this? If any of your players talk to you about this, are there any concerns about any locker room rancor as a result of this?
Doug, did you hear him say Seattle in there over and over again?
I couldn't tell what he was saying. That's what he was saying.
Huh? Yeah. The famous thing was on to Cincinnati a couple of years ago. Then they win the Super Bowl, and that's when they looked terrible after getting shipped by the Kansas City Chiefs on a Monday night game. He was being asked about the Donald Trump letter that Trump claimed he wrote, and while the question was being asked, he just kept saying Seattle.
He didn't have time for that nonsense.
Seattle. How would you like to have to cover that?
Awful.
I mean, I get why people don't like Trump, but I see that I think Steve Kerr addressed it on his own, had a rant on his own, which you know, that's what America's all about. But do you have, if you're the head coach of a team, is that something you need to discuss with the media, who you voted for?
No, you
and whether,
no, yeah.
I mean, really? Like if he happened to have voted for Hillary, would there have been questions about that?
Well, I expect up there in Boston, where it's way left wing, I expect that they were kind of a gotcha type of thing. Do you think?
Well, he wasn't playing it.
No, he certainly wasn't. And he had every right not to.
Who you voted for in a presidential election should have nothing to do with how you go about coaching.
Well, Stan Van Gundy condemned the Donald Trump election, and I guess Kerr was asked about it before the Warriors game.
I saw it, and you know, it's
last night. He said the man who's going to lead you has routinely used racist, misogynist, insulting words. That's a tough one.
He basically said I had to get that off my chest, Kerr said, which I respect.
Yeah, but it's also a private thing. If you don't want to tell somebody who you voted for, I think you have just as much right to say it's none of your business, and you have the same right to come out and speak up about it if that's what you'd like to do.
It'll be fun to hear who Bonnie Rotten voted for tonight at Hot Shots in Fenton.
Are you going to be able to handle that?
I think Jay's on it.
Who do you suppose she would have went for?
A milkshake she didn't vote.
Iggy, you're actually...
Didn't vote at all.
Larry Nichols texting me and saying, do you need me tonight at Hot Shots?
Yes, we do, Larry. That means Tim needs to get you transportation.
Right. So, I don't know if Larry will be there, but
he
know
doesn't even. He doesn't even. I'm sorry, Timmy. He doesn't even ask nicely anymore. if you saw his Facebook page a couple weeks ago, not please or anybody goes,
Which Facebook page? There are a lot.
Yeah, one of the six. But he just said, I need a ride to Gobble Bowl on the 19th, and after that I need a ride to the Knights of Columbus and Alton after that.
He's kind of laying out his itinerary for me.
Yeah, just
privilege
yeah,
that comes with celebrity.
I don't think your request is out of bounds at all. You just want him to... Jack Nicholson said that in A Few Good Men. I
he
want you
indeed.
To ask nicely.
How about a please? Anybody out there can help me out. Thank you.
Did you read this week where Hillary hasn't driven a car in 35 years?
What she does that got to do with Larry Nichols?
She gets ride. If a presidential candidate can get a ride everywhere, so too can Larry Nichols.
There you go, Iggy. Does that answer your question?
Okay. Lady Gaga just got her license like
and now we're
going to
go there.
Why doesn't she drive?
She
can't,
does. She
can't
does
fit
now.
In the car with the meat dress.
She does now, but she didn't for her entire life. She didn't. Some people just don't like to drive. And you can get rides like Larry.
You know, if they don't like to drive, they probably haven't gotten themselves a nice whip from Gateway.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Yeah.
Why don't you run point? Why don't you run point? Well done, sir. Huh? Doug, it's at I-270 McDonald Boulevard online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Yeah. It's Gateway. It's the right way. And it's
you'll like and you'll like driving.
I think you will.
Go by Gateway
I think
Buick
you will.
GMC.
I'm insecure. I'm only 6'1". And so, you know, in order to make up for... a height issue, I drive a big whip. And I got it at Gateway Buick GMC. Now, some people, passive-aggressive, have said it's too much car.
I say that, Tim.
It's hard for you even to get in there, especially with the pincers.
So what? It's important to me. It makes me feel better about my heightal shortcomings. Is that a word?
Heightal is not a word.
What about Josh Heupel in the Missouri offense?
That's a bad thing.
Doug, do you have bad credit? No credit. Are you stressing because it's almost the holiday time? It's like fall time, and you know your vehicle can't last through the winter. Well, it's time to see the credit experts at Gateway Buick GMC. They can get you approved and get you in a vehicle that makes sense for you and your budget. Call the experts today at 888-865-9419 and let them help you get into a brand new vehicle and improve the situation. It's Gateway Buick GMC online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Yeah, we will be at Hot Shots tonight. Hot Shots has those hockey nights on Tuesday nights. They are partners with the St. Louis Blues, and they will have one coming up here in just a few days because there is a Blues game on Tuesday, November 15th, and that will be at Hot Shots in Manchester. They have specials going on throughout the games, and you can come buy new Hot Shots every Tuesday for their Tuesday night hockey night Blues tickets giveaway. Hot Shots is St. Louis's home for all the games all the time and a proud home for Blues fans for over 25 years. It's where we will be this evening. Tony Lee, Timberfake, Jennings Randolph Jr., surprises of note is how I would describe it.
Oh, some blues players that aren't going to be heading out on the road trip will be by note.
Yeah, healthy scratches.
Yeah,
there won't be any healthy scratches there.
You might be, Mister, if you keep talking.
Yep.
By the way, I have
and Bonnie Rotten, of course. Bonnie Rotten, spiderwebs.
I have friends at Gateway Buick GMC. They tried to get Tim into a nice Encore because they thought it fit. And his dad said, nah, get him a big car. He doesn't feel great about his height.
Right. Yep. He claims to be 6'1".
That's right. Yeah, the lifts are... The technology in the lift community has really gotten effective.
Okay. I expect that'll happen someday where you go in and just get a 3 or 4 inches increased into your leg bones or something. I think they can almost do that now.
They do it in Japan. They stretch.
They stretch.
And China too, but also in Japan. And then in some
Doug, anywhere cases, in the Pacific
they'll
Rim.
add some height to the skull area.
Ooh, really? Maybe they can round it out for me.
That doesn't help much, does it? If your head is real high. I mean, Abe Lincoln. There was
a sumo who was under the height requirement, and he got a skull implant so he could cross the threshold.
Yikes. I just think it'd be nice to be taller just to see better. You want your eye level up higher.
Wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a ball.
Doug, is it CeeLo?
I don't know who it is.
Was it CeeLo?
I don't know.
No, because it's CeeLo Green, and he was a part of Gnarls Barkley, and then he was on The Voice. So who was that?
It just shows that I can be a cool.
It does.
All right, I can't.
So
we got this Bonnie Rotten that'll be there. And
big
Doug
Raiders
and
fan, Doug. You're going to ask if the Raiders are moving.
Doug and I are going to get something to eat during that.
Oh, Jay, I'll ask her.
Oh, we will be so hungry during that.
Well, segment. I would love to have on the dais Iggy, the Plowhawk, Larry, and Bonnie Rotten. Just kind of topics. Just talking over the topics. And just seeing what the word is. Are you a fan of her work, Plowboy? Be honest with me.
I mean, it's interesting to say the least. I'm not a huge fan of.
Doug, do you find it to be interesting?
No, I don't. I've never
the abundance
laid eyes
of,
on this gal.
The abundance of precipitation, you know, isn't my thing necessarily, but she made
that
quite
mean. Abundance of participation.
Precipitation.
Oh.
And, so
that was a Doug question.
She's popular, obviously won some awards. So she's had success with that, just not my cup of tea. Tattoos I'm fine with. But we'll see.
But someone like Manuel, that's your cup of tea.
Well, we'll get into that topic when I have a sit down.
You don't
want to
spoil
chat
it.
With her.
Yeah, you don't want to spoil it.
No, it's right. A deep tease for
time
spent
listing increases.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you're enamored with this filly.
I mean, she's a porn star.
Yeah.
So that's really all I can say.
Okay. Well, are we sure she's in town? She didn't have a grandmother start dirt.
No, I saw her tweeting like at 5 this morning. She was at Newark Airport making her way through probably 5 different cities to get here.
You cannot be serious.
I don't like the way you say cannot.
I got a lot out
you
of the
you say
word,
like
I?
You're like you're better than other people.
You cannot be serious.
Where does she hail from, Timmy?
Don't say where she hails from.
I would assume the Bay Area just because of her passionate love for the Raiders, but I know guess. She lives in Jersey now.
Well, yeah. What's she doing
unless
in Newark?
She was dancing there last night and
No, she lives in Jersey.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. Tim, I'm 6'2", and I'll be happy to donate some of my shin bones to you to make you taller.
Of course she would.
That's from Jake, who's still in bed.
No, that's thorough eliminating behavior, and he's going on the list.
Well, he's just trying to help a brother out.
Jake, who's still in bed, you have just been added to the thorough lemmings list for offering to give up part of your height to Tim McKernan.
Can you imagine if I were like 6'3"?
What? How would things be different?
God, oh, can you imagine, though?
Not really.
He'd be in movies.
I would think so. If I could just get that symmetrical head. If I could just get the symmetical head.
They can use camera.
They can do stuff there?
You know, I'm looking at, if you were 6'3", you would be like high budget action thriller movie.
I would think.
Always the hero saving the day.
But I really wouldn't want to do much.
But father, the explosions. I find it to be a dangerous situation.
Now, it sounds like right there I would play the role of the heir to the throne in Braveheart. That sounds like my role there, who had, it seems like, a gentleman lover who King Longshanks just wasn't a big fan of. And understandably so. Being gay was not all the rage in 14th century England.
But father, I'm afraid of the villainous sort over that way.
Mm. Is that Willy Wonka before he got the golden ticket?
Does sound like that. I want a golden ticket. Doug, you ever been to Over Under? If you have been, you know about the black and chicken sandwich. The place is outstanding. Over Under Bar and Grill is the place to watch all the games this season. They provide free shuttle to Blues, Cardinals, and Slew games. So you can make Over Under your destination for pre- and post-game trips. Voted best sports bar in 2015 by the Post-Dispatch. It has 37 HD flat-screen TVs that carry every sports package, like NFL Sunday Ticket, NHL Center Ice, and MLB Extra Innings. They also have a 150-inch projection screen on their beautiful outdoor patio. On Saturday and Sunday during football season, they have some great specials as well, like Miller Lite and Coors Light Stadium Cups, Jameson and Fireball Shots, Tito's Vodka and Lemonade. Stop by the Over-Under Bar and Grill at 911 Washington Avenue. The black and chicken sandwich and waffle fries, they will pawn you. They will pawn you.
They
Doug,
will pawn.
Let them pawn you.
It will.
They will pawn you.
All right.
Father, I'm going to go on the air and say they will pawn you.
And if you're going to Slew's opener tomorrow night, Doug, go by the Over-Under Bar and Grill for pregame dinner and drinks. You can park in their lot for free and then take their free shuttle over to the game all season long. The shuttle is available for Blues games as well. Stop by Saturday night to catch UFC 205. Alvarez McGregor, enjoy drink specials and watch the fight on one of their 37 HD TVs. Voted best sports bar in 2015 by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. It's Over-Under. It's located at 911 Washington Avenue. Stop by, support the sponsors. Do it. Do it.
Yeah. That's a good deal, that shuttle. Not have to pay to park.
That's the move. And it's really good food and a cool bar. Big fan of the place. Yeah. Big fan. I really like to get lunch down there at Over Under.
We've had our fantasy football draft for KMOV there the last couple of years.
And have you shipped it?
Well, since you brought it up, yes, I have. Yes,
look at that.
Yes, I have shipped it 2 years in a row.
You don't want to
I didn't really want to go there. No, boy, that's not the kind of compliment I was looking to.
But you did ship.
I'm a personnel guy, Tim.
Guys, Tim being gay is all the rage. Give me text of the day, Ray King.
Don't do it.
I don't really know what that... No, I'm not going to do it.
I'm not either.
Tim, I'm available just to let you walk around on my shoulders all day. You'd be taller, but I'd feel like a giant. That'd be so cool. Thanks. Wildwood Whisker Biscuit.
Stop it, Wildwood. In fact, nope. Wildwood Whisker Biscuit just got suspended.
The WWB.
Yeah, he got suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name is going into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule for over-eliminating.
Mm. It's a charitable offer. I don't know if I want to do that, though. But it would be fun to have my love up against the back of his neck.
Ah! Ah!
Harry's Razors has amazing five-blade razors that include softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide, trimmer blade for hard-to-reach places, a lubricating strip, and textured handle for more control when it's wet. Harry's blades cost just $2 per blade compared to $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. By owning the factory in Germany where they make the blades, Harry's can produce high-quality razors themselves and sell them online for half the price. No more overpaying for blades at the drugstore. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they will send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, five-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. Get your free trial set when you subscribe. They just cover the shipping. That just covers the shipping. You're paying for only the shipping. You're getting the razors for free. Get the trial set. That's the move. You can do so by getting started with Harry's today. Just for our listeners, enter the promo code INSIDESTL, it's one word, at checkout to get one of Harry's award-winning lotions for after you shave for free when you order. Lotion's a soothing and cooling way to protect your skin after your shave, and it smells great. Go to harrys.com right now, H-A-R-R-Y-S.com right now, and enter the code INSIDESTL at checkout to get your exclusive radio offer. This limited-time offer is a $5 value, and yours only at harrys.com with the promo code INSIDESTL. There it is, Harry's Razors. Hey, you know what we ought to do now is email of the day.
All right.
Doug, a lot of people are talking about, hey, what are you guys going to give away today? $10 gift certificate to Salt and Smoke. God, I ate so much brisket this week.
Did you?
I did.
Brisket
I had it on
frenzy.
Two different nights because I had some left over, and then I just pawned it.
And by pawning it, you mean you just ate it like everybody else would eat something? Or
I
was
know.
It?
I ate a whole lot of it.
Did you?
I really did. Holy moly.
How about
good.
The side dishes?
Fries.
Of course. What a silly question on my part.
Thank you for the apology. There's one good thing about a Trump win, Tuesbat. Blair Williams has job security playing Ivanka for 4 more years. Thanks, Sean in Crestwood. Yeah, I don't think I've seen anybody cover that yet.
Sean in Crestwood. Crestwood.
Hey guys, it's amazing how much election coverage has changed in the last 4 years. Great interview today with John Danforth. I enjoyed it. The day after the election in 2012, you guys had a 20-minute interview with a hermaphrodite who was struggling with the Connecticut winds.
Well, yeah.
Keep up the great work, guys. It's from Jamie Farr's autographed hot dog bun.
Mm. Jamie Farr's autographed hot dog bun.
Hey guys, really excited for tonight. Doug, if you need to find me at Hot Shots and Fenton, I will be the one in the front row in a raincoat waiting for the waterworks to begin. Oh. Hope your aim is as good as Mr. Zwartin's. Just kidding, fellas. I know you're a dry old goat.
All right, that's enough.
Soulard Twink Boy who plays in puddles.
Soulard Twink Boy who plays in puddles has been suspended. He's been suspended.
Made me laugh.
A period of 2 days' time for his phraseology. His name is going into the Llewellyn's Pub Handsome Leatherbound Suspension Log.
Hello, today was my first day listening to your radio show. I've been trying to find a new show since Cornbread left. He was my favorite. I didn't really know what I'm supposed to say in this email, but the one guy kept saying, send in your email, so here's an email. I'm not entirely sure how many people are on this show. Seems like a lot. Also, you should let your listeners know when something is not safe for work. I had to Google Bonnie Rotten. I'm glad nobody was around when that happened. Maybe I'll give you all another chance tomorrow. God bless. That's from Michael Peterson.
Michael Peterson.
That's a nice,
he's new.
That's a nice email by a guy who has no idea if that's real. Do you think it's real?
I'm not the person to ask.
Michael?
Because I have inside information. Which,
well,
of course, gives it away that it's not.
Yeah. Okay. Michael Peterson.
Michael Peterson.
Morning, boys. 241 years ago today, November 10th, 1775, my beloved Marine Corps was born in a bar named Tun Tavern in Philly. Tonight at Hot Shots could be the most epic thing to happen in a bar since then. Can't wait to hear Tim's greatness shine whilst talking it over with Miss Rotten. Unfortunately, I have a dart league tonight, so I won't be able to make it until 9 or so. Doug, can you please stick around until then so I can celebrate the United States Marine Corps' birthday with shots and then some slow dancing? Thanks, Boo. The few, the proud, the militantly gay, Sergeant Stubby applause.
Sergeant Stubby applause.
Will you hang around to slow dance with him?
I don't believe so. No.
Guys, Plops here. Great to see you've landed a porn star for tonight's special broadcast. I would like to say, though, I think we all need to aim a little bit higher as a group of deviants. Everyone is on the edge of their seat wondering if she will participate in a Foot Fetish Friday tonight, where you would remove a shoe and let a local golf pro pat her foot while 80 dudes stand around and giggle about it. Doug, that does kind of simplify it for us,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It does a little bit.
Guys, this broad makes her living getting jackhammered by strangers on film and motel rooms in the San Fernando Valley. I'm pretty sure we could get her to have basic missionary coitus with Nixie for a pretzel and a 7-Up.
No.
Let's be honest, half the dopes in the fan page would have sex with Nixie for simply the pretzel.
No.
As long as it was warm and not overly salted. Aim for the heavens, boys, because if you miss, like Jesus always said, you'll at least be among the stars.
No.
What is that, in the Book of John?
I don't know where it was.
Thanks, that's from Misty Plops.
Misty Plops, assistant program director.
I understand Bonnie Rotten's grandmother is feeling ill, so if she knows about tonight, if she shows up tonight, can you ask her why she chose the last name Rotten? It doesn't sound sensual or seductive at all, and it brings to mind moldy vegetables and dead animal carcasses. Maybe Rotten really is her last name, and she keeps it in honor of the rich family tradition of porn stars who came before her. I'm sure Mr. and Mrs. Rotten are very proud. Doug, that comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Sure it does. Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Good morning to ye. I come here to bring us together, not divide. This is what the democracy-based form of government does. This is why our forefathers insisted on checks and balances within our government structure. Our government is built on the ability to pump the brakes, or in this election cycle's case, slam on the brakes and put the car into a spin. I just hope we find our direction. I wish us all well. I wish prosperity to all. I also would like to see Tim head up the ticket in 2020. We shall start a new party called the Bull Twink Party. I could get on board with that. All the best with some Colin Bigman.
Colin Bigman. Bigman.
Now, there was a Bull Moose Party, was there not?
Yes, there was. Teddy Roosevelt.
Has there been a Bull Twink?
There has not yet been one.
And finally, Doug, this is from the Barnhart Brawler.
Okay. Go ahead, Brawlsy.
Morning, students. Today is an important lesson here at Eastern Missouri Institute for Crappy Internet Arguments. The topic, how to handle a loss. When you or your side lose at something, whether it be a contest, an election, or the sports ball match, it is important to go on the internet shortly afterwards and lose your mother effing mind. Say things like, we are all so screwed now, and oh my fake Lord Jesus, how did this ever happen? Feel free to personally attack both sides for things that had nothing to do with the outcome, as this will heighten tensions. Now that you've worked up some rage, it is time to blame someone. Some good standbys that you can always blame are the refs. Stupid people, third-party voters, the system, the media, the coach, bad parents, religions, other than your own, of course, and Don Dankinger. Now that the loss is someone else's fault, you have no responsibility and can continue to just be angry. Congratulations, you're on your way to being a proud emo alum.
Hmm.
Do good, avoid evil. That's from the Barnhart Brawler.
Barnhart Brawler.
Wow. So we have the email of the day. Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, little
I lady. Like the Barnhart Brawler, but
wow.
I'm going to go with the one that made me laugh, and that was Suar Twink Boy.
Oh, well, he got suspended. Yeah, I like the Barnhart Brawler right there at the end. I'll go for double D.
Wow. How about that? You want to talk about Donald Trump's speech or Hillary Clinton's speech or Barack Obama's speech?
Trump is bringing people together.
I like the email. I have to stick to my guns.
I know who you're going with. Of course you are.
I liked Michael Peterson a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going with Misty Plops though.
Huh.
So I go to the speaker Ryan from Janesville.
What do you got there, Plowsy?
You know, this is a tough one.
Yeah.
Because I was on board with the cat there, but I have to say, Misty Plops did.
You are
damn it, Lucas. Misty Plops wins.
You are a disgusting lemming. There should be a new category. Disgusting lemming.
I don't know. Well, Plowsy's already on the thorough lemming list. His name is first on the list.
Congratulations to Misty Plops. You have won a $10 gift certificate to Salt and Smoke on a day that really could have been about unity. The Plowhawk and I destroyed it. Doug and Barnhart Brawler holding hands in the meadow.
Well, I didn't say that. He made some good points. I'll give him that.
It is time for us to shut it down. Frank does a real show. It's the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.